Everyone, welcome to the Podcast Insider. My name is Todd Cochran. I'm joined by my co-host, Mr. Mike Dell. Mike, how you doing?
Doing good. And I'm pleasantly surprised that December seems more like October as far as the weather.
Yeah, it has been kind of odd, but yeah, take it what we can get it, because by February we'll be complaining that the weather's not good. So today we've got some news for you. Got some best practice. We've got a lot of stuff going on in Blueberry. We've got a question of the week as well. Edison Research, their Super Listener 2020 survey. I took a read of that yesterday, and that's got some information there that's quite eye-raising.
Yeah, it was definitely a little bit different than what I would expect. But basically what they call super listeners are those who listen to more than 5 hours per week of podcasting. And I know I do way more than that, but
But I think, you know, what we've seen was some indications of maybe what's happened during the past few months or with COVID. And then we also see, at least my opinion was, that there's starting to be some press back by some listeners on ad load, because there was a huge jump in the number of people that basically kind of reacted negatively to too many ads. So, but again, if you're a podcaster and you really want to learn about super listeners and, you know, how their demographic and what they think about podcast content and how they're consuming it, this is a great read. I spent literally about 50 minutes going through that. So it's not going to take you that long, but you know, if you really think about it and do that analysis on their information, I think it's a good, and we'll have the link in the show notes, of course, for you to find that on edisonresearch.com.
Yeah. You can just download the PDF and read it at your leisure. But yeah, it definitely interesting, the pushback on ads. And they also said something about that host read ads do a lot better than some of the canned ads or the programmatic stuff. And that's been known for a while. If the host that you're used to listening to is endorsing a product, that pulls a lot more weight than, you know, just a Geico ad stuffed in there, you know, wherever it fits.
And actually, if you look at that number and you think about the number of people that, because they didn't show you the other two answers, they showed you the ones that thought it was positive, and then you had to use your own imagination what the other two questions were. I think what you'll determine is that programmatic ads are problematic.
They have their place, but you know, I don't know that most podcast listeners, or at least the ardent ones, you know, like myself, you know, I can tell when an ad is injected in there versus an ad that had some thought put into it for the target audience. Totally irrelevant ads, especially when they load up, you know, a whole bunch of them in one episode, or they're redundant.
Right.
You know, I listen to a podcast that plays the same ad four times during a half-hour episode. It's annoying.
Yeah, it's really annoying. So anyway, check out the Edison Research Super Listener 2020 survey. And again, the link will be in the show notes. But Pacific Content had predictions for podcasting in 2021. It's a 30-minute read.
Oh, yeah. It's a big bunch of quotes from a bunch of people.
It's wow. We should probably do some sort of predictions for 2021. Here's Todd's prediction. Continued steady growth of podcasting. Continued steady growth of advertising. Continued steady growth of innovation. Continued acquisitions. That's my crystal ball for 2021.
Yeah, and that's been kind of the same for as long as podcasting's existed.
So anyway, having this big, long, you know, detailed what's going to happen in 20. It's a prediction. And I don't have a crystal ball, but I have 15 years or we have 15 years of or 16 years of experience of just looking at the space. So yeah, so I don't need to write a 30-minute manual.
Yeah, but like I said, this is a bunch of quotes from some people in the industry, mostly new ones. But yeah, it was an interesting read, but yeah, it takes a little while.
So Mike, you know, the nice thing about podcasting is you can say anything about the election you want, plus, minus, negative, in between. You can talk about fraud. You can really talk about anything in podcasting about that, but not on YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube came out, I believe yesterday, and said that any videos that have anything in it proclaiming the possibility of fraud or machine counting wrong or anything like that, they're just going to delete it. They don't want to hear it.
So you can't even use a hypothesis in a YouTube video to say that there was voter fraud.
Right. You know, and
wow,
that's just another reason, you know, podcasting is free and open so far.
And we don't take content down. Well, you know, not that type of content. It's really blows me away that people do. Well, it's their platform. And if they don't want people to have free speech, so be it.
Yeah. I mean, I go both ways on that. You know, YouTube, Google owns that platform. Yeah. So they get to decide what you put on there.
So podcasting is the last bastion of, what should we say, free speech?
Yeah.
It sounds like, anyway.
Yeah, regardless of what side of any issue, you know, you're going to find people that agree and you're going to find people that disagree, and neither one should be squashed.
Anyway, so there's a strike against YouTube, and it was making the actual headlines around the news circuits today, too. So people are like, see, censorship. So it's pretty amazing. And it kind of is.
Yeah, it's, you know, a bigger problem out there with the whole cancel thing. You know, if you don't agree with me, then you should shut up instead of, I don't agree with you, so let's talk about it. You know, you don't get that.
Yeah, so now it's not only shut up, but we're just going to take the content offline. So, interesting.
Don't put all your eggs in that basket.
I don't know if you made this is totally a coincidence, but podcast from Fox is now available on Amazon Music.
Well, Fox isn't what it used to be anyway, so.
Me too. So, but they've joined Amazon's podcast lineup. So I'm sure with a lot of other news organizations as well. What was noteworthy about them joining?
It was, you know, they hadn't been on there before. And, you know, they, I think, made a special deal with Amazon to get their stuff on there. And, you know,
I see.
You know, and Amazon just started in the whole podcasting thing in earnest. So, you know, they're just one of them that jumped on there. But I just thought it was interesting that they made it such a big deal out of them joining when, you know, you can find anything on Amazon podcasts, I think.
Yep.
Or pretty much anything.
Yep. So the IAB, which we are members of and which we have participated in recently, have released the Podcast Measurement 2.1 guideline for public comment. You do not need to be an IAB member to participate here in that comment period. But if you want to read the 21-page document, please do.
Another long reading assignment.
Yeah, submit your comments back to the IAB, and then all that will come back, and we will take all those comments, and they'll be, I guess for a better word, we'll discuss them. Your opinion does count. So it's not just something that's being done on face value. It's truly taken an interest in what the public and what podcasters think about the 2.1 guidelines. And really what the 2.1 guidelines does is tighten some things up and basically make some clarifications to the 2.0 spec. But anyway, I'll let you read it and go through. So, Mike, what's this deal about the OnlyPod tool?
It's a really cool tool. We're going to be talking about artwork in our segment there for best practices. So this is a really good place to check your artwork, you know, see how it looks on all the different platforms and apps and different views, just to make sure that, you know, your artwork's going to look good in, you know, all different sizes and all different layouts and all that. And what's really cool about this tool is you can either, if your podcast is existing, so you search for your podcast and it should be listed there, and then you can see a preview in Apple and Google Podcasts and a whole bunch of apps.
Right.
And, you know, just let you know what it's going to look like. But if you're not an existing podcaster already and you're just setting things up, you're getting your artwork together, you can just upload a piece of artwork to this tool and it'll show you what it'll look like in all these platforms. So you can, you know, when you're designing your artwork, you can make sure it looks good.
For those of you watching the live stream today, which we do this on our Facebook groups and on Twitter whenever we do this show around 11 a.m. Eastern on Thursday, is I've got the screenshots up. So I'm looking here at top charts, library, listen now, search podcast episodes. So it basically just gives you an example of what it looks like. That's pretty cool. I know you can't see it, Mike, but oh, they've got it for Google Podcasts too. Wow.
Yeah, they got Google, Spotify, Pocket Cast, Podcast Addict.
Yeah, all these apps. They did a great job on this. Yeah, that's slick. So the website for this, folks, is onlypod.com. And then, of course, /podcast/cover/preview. But again, we'll have the link on the show notes, whoops, for you to take a look at. So awesome.
Yeah, I thought that was a really cool tool for what we're going to be talking about next.
So let's talk about some best practices on podcast artwork.
Yeah, of course, you know, you got the regular specs. So, you know, you got to make sure it's 1400 by 1400 pixels and no larger than 3000 pixels. And it has to be square. and your file size should be no more than half a megabyte, you know, and all the normal sort of things like that. But some of the extra things that you might want to look at, it's like file name. I know that sounds like something that wouldn't be that important, but, you know, just letters, numbers, underscores, or dashes only. No spaces in your file name. Also know that that file name really doesn't get shown anywhere. And when you change your artwork, make sure you change that file name. But I guess the more important thing is make sure your image looks good and shrink it down to about 1 inch by 1 inch, or just use that OnlyPod tool there. But right. Take a look at it and see if it looks good and is readable at a small size. You know, so many people, they put a lot of information in that artwork, and then when it gets shrunk down to the normal size people see it on their phones, you know, all that small text is just gone, you know, or unreadable. And so, you know, just, I guess my thing is don't get too fancy with your artwork. Make sure it could be cool and all that. And, you know, in certain cases, it does get blown up a bit, but for the most part, it's 1 inch by 1 inch. And you should look at that as many different sizes as you can. If you look at our artwork, you know, you can read that, you know, right down to, you know, half an inch on your phone, and you can still read Podcast Insider, the important part of it.
So, you know, I think that's all good, Mike, and I want to reemphasize that the file name has nothing to do with any type of SEO.
Yeah.
You know, the way Mike and I kind of label our episodes almost the same. What do we do for this show? We do
PCI, yeah.
PCI, TAC 2020, TAC 12, TAC 10.mp3. That'll be the name of the file for today's show.
Yeah, and artwork is very similar. So, you know, you just want to be, like, for our artwork, I think it's like podcast-insider, you know, 1400.jpg or something like that. You know, it's really a simple, simple file name.
Yeah, but no spaces and yeah. No weird characters. Keep it simple. Let's talk about some things going on here at Blueberry. PowerPress 8.4.6 is out. There was a WordPress update and a PHP update, so we needed to do a couple of tweaks. So PowerPress 8.4.6 is out. 8.5 is, I think now we're starting to fully focus on 8.5, so hopefully that's the case. It'll march towards 8.5 and some new updates.
Yeah, and that'll have a few more features built in and just cleaning up some of the interface again.
And of course, we got a great blog post that went out Monday. Tell a better story on your podcast. Definitely go over to podcastinsider.com. You'll be able to get access to that blog post. We try to put together in our blogging strategy information that is, number one, timely, number two, pertinent to growing your show, and giving you ideas to try to make you think about things that are going on in your podcast. So a lot of our stuff that we put on the blog is directly for podcasters, not necessarily promotion stuff. Every once in a while, you'll see something in there where we make an announcement. But largely, the story that comes out on Monday is designed to help you as a podcaster and, you know, if nothing else, give you something to think about. So we definitely want you to check that out. And of course, this week's, again, Tell a Better Story in Your Podcast is up and available for you. So what's up next, Mike? Our Instagram giveaway winner.
Yeah, Tiana. I don't know how to pronounce that. But anyway, she's from...
Yep, Tiana.
Yeah, from the Part-Time Jungle was our Instagram giveaway winner. She won herself a ATR 2100X USB microphone. And it was successfully delivered yesterday, according to Amazon. So congratulations.
And she's also a Blueberry customer. So, Tiana, thank you for participating in our Instagram contest. If you're not following us on Instagram, make sure you do so. If Instagram isn't even your thing, I'm going to be honest with you, Mike. Sydney and the team are doing a great job. The imaging that we're putting in our Instagram post, pretty awesome. So definitely check out our Instagram page. Nothing else, just from a visual standpoint to see it. And of course, we want you to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, on Facebook, and become part of our Facebook podcasting group.
Yeah.
So we have a new destination as well.
Yeah, in the dashboard at Blueberry, you can now submit your show to Jiosaavn, which is an India-based music and podcast streaming app. It's pretty popular over there. So get over to the Blueberry Podcaster dashboard and get yourself on there.
Yep, get it submitted. We've got another one coming and some other stuff as well. So two or three in rapid succession, but Jiosaavn was the first. So again, submit your show over there. And India has a huge English-speaking market. It's a massive population. GeoSavin is kind of like Amazon Music or Apple Music or
Spotify, that kind of thing.
But it's definitely completely focused on the Indian market. So there's just another way to get exposure for your show. And who knows, maybe you'll pick up some listeners in India. I'm excited about it as well.
Yeah, I submitted both my shows over there. So
awesome. So, Mike, you got a new thing coming?
Yeah, it's, you know, new. I call it my podcast improvement plan because I'm the king in consistency. And I want to start practicing what I preach. And as a result of that, this is going to be kind of the unofficial podcast companion to this podcast, Podcast Help Desk, which is my personal show about podcasting. And starting next week, I'm going to do 2 short episodes weekly. I'm going to experiment with shorter episodes and consistency. So be a place where I can kind of dig in. I know, you know, sometimes on this show, we get into some technical stuff and, you know, I want everybody's eyes to glaze over, you know, this is a lighter type show compared to this one. So mine is going to be, you know, if we talk about something on this show and I have a lot more to say about it, I'm going to dig in on that show. So
Mike, for those of you that have either dealt with Mike, Sean, or Dave, you know, oftentimes Mike is taking on many of the real hard technical support stuff and he's got great insights. So I think, you know, what this is going to be a little bit geeky, but I think it's going to be kind of cool. So if you want to get a little more deeper in the weeds, and Mike, I'm sure we'll see how the format goes, but you'll be able to check these shows out, of course, over at podcasthelpdesk.com. It's going to be the place. We want you to subscribe to that. Just give you a little, and maybe it's feeder content. When you have something that you see in an episode that maybe covers something that you're interested in, you can definitely check it out.
Yep. It's going to be, like I said, short 10, 15 minutes and just digging a little deeper into a single subject.
All right. Very, very cool. It's a question of the week. I'll read the question. You can give the answer, Mike. I've noticed that my show notes in iTunes podcast player do not have the URLs hyperlinked. Is this normal or is there a setting I have to change? So again, I have noticed in my show notes in the iTunes podcast player do not have the URLs hyperlinked. So what's the story there?
Well, Apple has several different views of your show notes. You know, when someone's not subscribed and they find you in Apple Podcasts or iTunes, the desktop software on PCs, and those do not show hyperlinks. They only show hyperlinks when you're subscribed and then you're looking in your library.
Oh.
But they will show them there. They won't show them if someone is, you know, going to the web preview or in Apple Podcasts on a phone or a computer. They just don't. And that's something that Apple does, I believe, just to, you know, keep out some bad links and bad mojo on the web. But if you're subscribed to it, those links are clickable. And as long as you set up the show notes properly.
You might be surprised, but if Apple allowed links on there that came from our show notes on their public-facing site, this will blow you guys away. All it would take is one bad link linking to a malware site or something that has been flagged by Google, and the whole entire Apple.com domain would be like put at risk. So that's why they don't show those links on public facing sites of Apple. Only when you've signed in or subscribed is when they show that stuff. So because that way it's Google isn't indexing that piece that you're going in with your user account. But you've also got, Mike, here some bonus best practices for show notes in PowerPress. So what's going on here?
Yeah, it's just kind of goes along with the same, you know, the question of the week. There's a certain way that you should probably set up your PowerPress and WordPress settings to make sure that those links are clickable and make sure everything looks the way you want it to at Apple Podcasts.
Right.
So first thing you got to do in the WordPress reading menu, you go in there, go to just the plain old settings in reading, and you make sure that the syndication feeds are set to full text. That makes sure that the, you know, your formatting and the links will show up.
Just so we're clear, this is WordPress settings, not PowerPress settings. So the reading settings menu.
Yeah, and that's in the plain old settings in WordPress. Then the second part is Apple also has this habit of putting the unformatted text first and then the formatted text below it. So to kind of make that look a lot better, if you're using the classic editor, go to screen options. You can turn on the summary box, or in the new block editor, you can also do that in the settings. But make sure you have a summary box. Then when you make your post, you do your formatted text in the big box. And then there's a little summary box. You put in a few lines there that are slightly different than what you have in the main show, and it just looks a lot better.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's a new trick.
So in the classic editor, in the post editor, you click screen options and check the box for summary. And if you're using the block editor, the new stuff that WordPress has, and a lot of people don't like or are using, click the three dots in the upper right screen, select settings, and make sure, again, the summary box is checked. So when you do the post, you type out your format and it shows in the normal blog post area.
Right.
So is that going to add? Is there going to be a new box that's going to show up, Mike, that says summary? Or what's that going to show up and say?
In your post editor, there'll be a secondary box, a small text box that'll say summary.
Summary.
And you put that in there. That puts that in, you know, okay, we're going to get a little geeky. Yeah. But that puts that in the description tag. And then the main post goes into the content encoded tag, which keeps it formatted properly.
All right. Otherwise, your box with all your formatting, with all your show notes, ends up in the summary or
the description. Yeah, it ends up in the description, and then that's why it shows up no formatting and no links.
Oh, interesting. So tricky on Google, not on Google, but on Apple, and it's basically based upon the metadata that you've done in your post, and they just pick one over the other when you don't have one and you don't have any data in the summary section.
Exactly. So it's good to have a little bit of something in there just so you have control over it.
So, you know, maybe, Mike, what you can do is, if you're confused, maybe just get some screenshots together and have show where these menu items are and stuff is. Don't necessarily put it in the show notes today, or maybe link to those images somewhere where people can look at those images and know where to find those settings.
Yeah, I could do a podcast help desk episode.
Well, that's true. You could do a podcast help desk episodes, but you're still going to have to provide the images someplace.
Yes, we'll do that.
So look for that on Podcast Help Desk. All right, awesome. So if you have a question or feedback, click on the leave a voicemail in the show notes at podcastinsider.com, record your question, and we may have an answer for it. So that's where to provide feedback and ask questions. I think we've gotten to the end.
Yeah, a little bit shorter show today, but, you know, it's all right.
Get you in, get you out.
We covered it.
That's right. So if you have questions today, now here's the dealio. If you want to have, you know, give us any feedback, it's Todd, Mike, or Mackenzie at blueberry.com. Also, if you're interested in being interviewed for the show, same address for all to be interviewed. And then if you want to be considered for a podcaster of the month, you can email me or Mackenzie. Matter of fact, just do both. Do Todd and Mackenzie. That way we both get it so we don't miss it. But we definitely want you to be, we consider all shows that submit that. So, all right, we're going to get off in here. And I want to thank you for listening to Podcast Insider today. Thank you for being part of our family. Mike, did I miss anything? Oh, they need to subscribe, don't they?
Oh, yeah, you got to subscribe to the show. So go to podcastinsider.com, click the appropriate button. And as a friend of mine used to say, you'll feel a vibration in your pants when we put out an episode.
Awesome. And also, if you want a 30-day free trial Blueberry Podcast hosting, use the promo code INSIDER and take advantage of our fantastic tech support, which Mike leads. So everyone, thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of our Blueberry family, doing podcasting the Blueberry way. If you want more information on that, email me and I'd be happy to talk with you. All right, everyone, take care. We'll see you next time here on Podcast Insider.